It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
What you doing over there, George? A little surgery on those headphones?
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll see how it goes.
They're about to go, I'm afraid.
Yeah. How often do you replace your headphones? Think about this. It's one of the primary pieces of equipment that we use in our profession.
And I bet this is only the third set of headphones that I've used doing this show.
For your entire career?
I think so.
Here at The Ticket? Wow. That's pretty good.
They last forever.
I think I've gone to about five. At least five. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of my annoying phrases. Egg least.
Eggs.
Yeah, it's very strange. Yeah, I've got one that's hurting a little bit here, too. Speaking of hurting, I'm really worried I'm about to get sick.
Again?
Uh-oh.
You just were sick.
Was I?
Yep.
Yeah, I was, kind of.
yeah, I mean, what's on? Listen to that.
That doesn't sound that bad.
Did you get checked for pneumonia when all that was going on?
Uh-uh.
Dang. You had it.
I don't think doctors know nothing.
I got checked for pneumonia.
And did you have it?
No.
Okay, well, then I probably didn't have it.
Omnicon.
So the reason that I'm worried that I'm going to be sick is... Didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Up late for the Time Wasters rehearsal.
Well, and shouldn't have been.
And then have the event tonight.
What do you mean you were up late? What time did you get there?
Like 7:45, maybe? Something like that. Somewhere in there? I can't remember. But it's one of those deals where if you miss, I guess, doing it right at 7, they make you wait till 9. So... Because you go to the... No, I think you do. You go to the end of the list because they got people scheduled. They were running it last night like they had people scheduled for certain times.
Well, that's true, but...
Yeah, that's true.
But if you show up late, then you should have said, hey, I got to get up early. Let me... go. You mind if I go ahead and do mine real quick?
Oh, that's the way you think. I'm not doing
Well, I let some people go ahead of me.
I'm going to jump the line. But anyway, we rehearsed last night. Huge rehearsal room, by the way. I've never seen a rehearsal room that big.
That place was nice.
It's like recording in Abbey Road number 2 right there.
Yeah.
But I had an unusual thing happen to me last night, and DJ Ringenberg witnessed it. I parked the car. I go into the rehearsal studio, and I did not get inside that facility unmolested.
Sick with the flu, and then hit with doo-doo.
There was a mockingbird that was obviously protecting young somewhere around there.
Dive bombing you?
Dive bombed about 5 times.
Wow.
Just getting from the car to the entrance.
You swatting at it and ducking.
It's so disorienting when all of a sudden something flies by you. At 70 miles an hour, you just feel this wind and this flapping near you, and you can't figure out what's going on. Turn around, and it's this mockingbird, and it just buzzes your ear, trying to get you to leave. I witnessed it yesterday driving to the practice facility, looking up in the sky, and there was a huge crow that was being chased by a mockingbird.
Wow.
A little mockingbird chasing this big old crow.
Huh.
Mockingbirds are, dang, man, they got a lot of fight in them.
Remember that one that was dive bombing me when I would go for a run in my neighborhood? Same little loop. Every day it would dive bomb me, and one day I took a tennis racket with me.
We used to defend myself. At my parents' house, there was a mockingbird that routinely set up shop in one of their trees right by the front door. And so every time you left out of my parents' house or were going into it, the mockingbird would stand up on the peak of the roof and watch anyone coming in or out of that house and would dive bomb you. And we had a selection of tennis rackets by the front door.
We had that a couple of years ago across the street by the W in the other garage that was dive bombing anybody walking down the sidewalk towards our building for months.
I don't know what it is with mockingbirds. They are state bird, though, because they have a lot of fight in them. Just like the Remember the Alamo boys.
That's right. They probably had a couple of mockingbirds in the Alamo.
Okay, if you want to know if something big... Hold on. Let me just think about it for a moment. Probably have mockingbirds at
the T-shirt.
They probably had a lot of mockingbirds at the Alamo. Nothing like a t-shirt that just offers you just a half suggestion of something that might be the case. It's disturbing that the Middle East, we've always felt, if there's going to be a World War III, it's either going to be from Russia or it's going to start in the Middle East, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's a way to predict when something bad is about to happen in the world. The amount of pizza orders that happen around the Pentagon.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
About an hour before before Iranian state TV reported the loud explosions in Tehran, pizza orders around the Pentagon went through the roof. Mm. And there are people that now monitor... They monitor pizza orders to determine when something big is about to happen in the world.
Are they doing the same in Russia for our play of damn right domino delivery?
Here we go.
All right.
For those that don't know, Giorgio is obsessed with Vladimir Putin liking dominoes and pizza orders and like sitting down relaxing. Border.
They love humanizing a murderer, these two guys.
We're just saying they that his wife gives him a hard time because he doesn't keep up with the chores like she would like. Mm-hmm. He's busy trying to be the world's number one supervillain, but she just wants him to take out the trash and do the dishes like he said he would.
He may not want world peace. He just wants some peace around the house.
Right.
That's what we're saying.
He doesn't have peace inside his house, and that's why he takes it out on the world. Sitting down with his pizza, he hears from the other room, and that pizza just gets lowered from his mouth right as he's about to take that first bite, and he lets out the big sigh. Yes!
Did you put the recycling out there?
I'll do it in a minute. I'm just sitting down. I'm watching Sopranos. It's now streaming.
You didn't order Domino's again, did you?
Yes, I ordered Domino's. Good value. Why do you care what I order? Why is it your business?
George is laughing, but Craig is...
I know, he doesn't like
deep
it.
In prayer.
I'm just waiting for the rest of the ODAC segment.
We just need to...
Because it was kind of an interesting note.
Let's go back to the ODAC.
About the pizza and the Pentagon.
Well, wouldn't it be interesting to see what they're ordering in Moscow, too?
Obviously. Not confining its analysis to pizza, this hot intel account that announces these things on Twitter noted that 3 hours later, a gay bar near the Pentagon had abnormally low traffic for a Thursday night, saying that it points out that it's a busy night for the Pentagon. So what does that mean? That everyone at the Pentagon is gay?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Are you gay? Let me be clear. I am not gay. I never have been gay.
I never have been. Pizza deliveries to the Pentagon reportedly doubled right after the U.S. invasion of Panama in December of 1989. There's a long history of this. And pizza deliveries surged before the Operation Desert Storm in 1991.
Because they're all hunkering down for the operation and they can't
exactly.
leave.
Exactly. Yeah. So why... have we not closed this little intel loophole
right.
and figured out a way that we're not tipping off the world?
Put the dominoes inside the Pentagon.
Right. Why has anyone thought of this?
Call the Marines.
So the Marines got to staff the dominoes in there? And then finally, have you ever started a GoFundMe to get a new anus?
The anus?
No. I had to think, no.
You had to search your memory banks and then you came up with the answer.
No.
Okay. Well, there is a puppy, a cavoodle puppy.
What's that?
I guess it's a King Charles Cavalier.
Okay.
Mixed with a poodle, but I don't know. But it has Atresia ani, I don't know how you say it, which is a birth defect where the anus is missing.
Oh, no.
That's a tough one.
And this puppy was turned over to this vet clinic by a backyard breeder who noticed that this puppy was vomiting and was bloated And so the vet tries to insert a thermometer, and there was, quote, no hole for it to go into.
That's terrible.
I don't think the vet should be speaking this way. We tried to put in a thermometer, and there was no hole for it to go into. And she says, so they started surgery, and they say it's amazing this dog lived 5 weeks.
That's unbelievable.
Way to
doing its business.
That's all puppies do.
What a poor, poor little puppy.
Yeah. So the GoFundMe raised close to $11,000 for a new anus.
Did that cover it?
I
given vet bills, I don't know if that would even cover
it. Says far exceeding the original $8,000 target. So yeah.
Okay.
I guess so. Did you know that an anus costs $8,000?
It should cost more.
How much would you pay for anus?
I think we would all pay a lot.
A bajillion dollars.
Yes. Versus not having one and no other way but just to vomit?
I'd pay a bajillion dollars.
Yeah. For what?
To have an anus. If I didn't have one. Luckily, I have one.
Lucky.
I want that to be cut out and made a clip promo for our show. But they say that, okay, here's another quote from the vet.
I'll let you read this, Giorgio.
Okay, because right it's medical?
Yeah, it's medical.
Okay.
It starts with who?
Who knew that a little dog would, can we, I don't know if we can say that.
Just shorten the first syllable.
Who knew that a little dog with no butthole could capture so many people?
Should a vet speak that way? I mean, give us a little medical talk.
Right.
Don't talk like a sixth grader when you're talking to the media about the story.
Right.
The dog had no...
Use some Latin term for anus that we...
Right. We can't even pronounce.
I guess anus is probably Latin already. But yeah, so congratulations to Tushy. Tushy is the name of the dog who now has a brand
new
anus.
That's an amazing, ironic note, though.
Tushy or Tushy?
It's T-O-O-S-H-I-E.
Yeah, that would be Tushy.
Tushy.
Wow. Okay. Weird name.
It does sound like a deep throat informant type pronunciation.
His name.
He grabbed his Tushy. All right.